This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Before I begin, I just would like to say that the shir is dedicated in memory of the late Rabbi David Cooper Zatzal, and the shir is Nishmas Harav David Ben Shlomo Zalman. My wife and I are very proud that Baruch Hashem, our grandchild, is named after him. Our daughter-in-law is a granddaughter, and we wish all the family Chaim Aruchim and much nechama and happy memories, and especially to Rebbetzin Cooper, she should be well, and we wish them all Chaim Aruchim ad Biyas HaGoel. The halacha shiur tonight is a very, very interesting topic related to this week's parsha. This week's parsha, Tazria Matzaira, deals, of course, with Tzaras. The Gemara in Erechin says there are many causes for it, but one of them, and perhaps the most famous, is Lashon Hara. And therefore, this connects to the topic of Mesira, of informing. Mesira, what is a Mosa? A Mosa is somebody, a Jewish person, who informs to non-Jewish authorities, giving information about Jewish property or Jewish life. And it's treated very seriously in Halacha. But questions that arise are many. But let's just take a look at the halachas that in the background. It's incredibly severe. The Gemara says, for example, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, that Minin and Mashumad and Apikarsim and the Moiser are treated very, very strictly. That as opposed to a Rasha who is in Gehenna for 12 months, these people, Minin, and Apikarsim and the Moiser, those i.e. who deny basic tenets of Jewish faith, and the Moiser, this person who informs on his fellow Jew, Yoridin leGehenem v'nidoinin ba l'dorei doros. They go to Gehenna and they're there for generations. So the Gemara, it says that they're treated very, very severely. More than that, the Gemara Avodah Zarah on Daf Chafvav on the base says that the Moiser is Moiridin v'lo Ma'alin, which means if you've got a pit, you can lower the Moiser, this informant, into the pit, and in Malin, you don't have to bring him out, which is a form of passively killing him. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chovah LeMazik, Osa Limser Yisrael, by the way, if anyone wants the sheet and you're listening online, j.golkru@gmail.com, and I'll send you the sheet. Osa Limser Yisrael Biyat Goyim, you're not allowed to inform about a Jewish person to the non-Jewish authorities, whether it's about his property or whether it's about his life, even if that individual is a wicked person, and he has committed many averas, even if he causes much distress to the Jewish people, anyone who informs to the non-Jewish authorities, he has no portion in the world to come. So it's really, really very severe. The issa of Mesira, of informing, is very severe. There is, unfortunately, a lot of historical background to this. The bracha, we know in the Shemoneh Esra originally had 18 brachas, but the 19th bracha of Vela Malshinim was added to address this very problem. Vela Malshinim was addressed against Jewish informers, informing against Jewish people to the non-Jewish authorities, and it was considered such a threat that a bracha had to be instituted and added to the Shemoneh Esra. More than that, we're now in the period of Sfiras HaOmer. We're coming up a couple of weeks' time to Lag BaOmer. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was famously in the cave for 12 years, plus another 13th year. Why was he in the cave in the first place? Let's take a look at the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Rabbi Yehuda, if it's in box number 4, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon was sitting, and there was a fourth person, Yehuda ben Gerim, was sitting Gabayu amongst them. And they were discussing the merits of the Roman Empire. And the Gemara says, Posach Rabbi Yehuda v'Omar, Kamenoi Masen shel Umazu. How wonderful the Roman Empire are. Tiknu Shavokim, Tiknu Kesharim, Tiknu Merchatois. They've instituted and built marketplaces, bridges, and bathhouses. What a wonderful nation. Rabbi Yossi Shosak, Rabbi Yossi was silent, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai contributed to the discussion, and said, It was all self-serving. They did it not for altruistic reasons, not to benefit society, but for their own benefit. Tiknu shavakin lahushiv bohen zonos. They established marketplaces so that women of ill repute, zonos, prostitutes, could stand in the marketplace. Merchetzois, they built bathhouses, la'adein bo'atzmon, to pamper themselves. Gesharim, they built bridges, little mahen machas, to get some tax revenue, to put a person at the foot, at the beginning of each side of the bridge. Anyone who wanted to pass the bridge would have to pay tax. Now, the fourth person who was there, Yehuda ben Gerim, went for Siped Devrem, and he informed to the Roman authorities, for Nishmu Lamalchus, and they heard it. Omru, and they said, the consequences are as follows. Yehuda She'ila Yisala, Yehuda who praised the Romans, should be elevated and rewarded. The Gemara says that every time there was an assembly, Rabbi Yehuda would speak first as a reward. Yosi Sheshosak Yigla Tzipori, he was silent. He has to go to exile to Tzipori, which is near Tveri in the north of Eretz. And Shimon, Shegina, Shimon of Shimbaichai, who criticized the Romans, Yehoreg, he has to be killed. And because of this Gemara, because he was informed upon, Rav Shimon Yochai had to go into hiding, and that's the background to Lag BaOmer. But again, it's another example of informing in Jewish history. And unfortunately, there are many examples of this in perhaps slightly more recent times. A case in the Rif in 1083 had to flee to North Africa because he was the victim of slander. Here in England, in the year 1250, King Henry III, he made a Jew accompany officials to see the economic state of the Jews in England, with a view, of course, to get more tax. In 1553, also in Europe, there were at the beginning of the printing press, there were two rival printing presses in Venice. And because one was Malshin on the other, that caused the burning of Sepharim, which ultimately led to the closure of Torah centers in Italy. There is an amazing case more recently of the Margolius Hayom. The Margolius Hayom is a famous pirush on the Sechet Sanhedrin. He writes that his father was a Rav in a shul, I forget where, I think possibly North Africa. And it's not that long ago. It's perhaps 100, 150 years ago. I'm not sure exactly when the incident took place, but it's relatively recently, 100, 150 years ago. And he tells a remarkable story. He tells a story of where there was a Moshe in town, where they lived in that community. And he, of course, was despised by all the Jewish community because he got them into serious trouble. And as a result of that, he was ostracized by the community. They wanted to have nothing to do with him because getting them into trouble in those days was, of course, incredibly serious. One day, this informant, this Moshe, he came to shul, to the shul of the father of the Margolius Hayom, dressed in his kittel, dressed in his talus on Yom Kippur. And the Jews got together. This guy had nothing to do with them. They hated him. It got them into so much trouble. And they say that he quotes, they did something very dramatic. They took him, they tied his feet together, they tied his hands together, and they threw him into the nearby river and they drowned him. A few days later, his body surfaced. The authorities got wind of it. And on Simchas Torah, which is 2 weeks after the Yom Kippur, the Ben Yehoiada's father saw a group of the authorities approaching the shul. The father, the Rav of the shul, stood up. He made a shavua, and he made everyone included in that shavua that they weren't allowed to tell the authorities anything. And they came in, everyone shrugged their shoulders, and nothing happened. But why I bring this is because that you see that even in more modern times, there was a case. Now, the question is, in the few minutes that we have just to discuss, it's a very relevant shaila. What would happen if the Inland Revenue, or in America, the IRS, would ask a yeshiva, a school, they want a record of all the donations of every individual that has given the money. Because they want to check that, you know, have the sums that have actually been received, do they tally with the, you know, with the tax records and with the paperwork which they have? What about being an auditor for the Inland Revenue, for IRS? Because it might end up having to inform on a fellow Jew. How does that work? So, in short, there are just a few points. There is a very important Orach HaShulchan. If you take a look on the next page, paragraph 6b, there is a fascinating Orach HaShulchan, one of the classic halacha svarim of, again, about 150 years ago. Take a look in this paragraph, paragraph B. He'or, yodua l'chol kerei hadoiris. It is well known to those who read history. Shebizman ha'kadmoin, in earlier times, the medinas harachokes in faraway lands, lohoya le'ish b'tochen begufoy emamoinoi. No one had security, be it of their life or of their finances, of their assets. B'pnei ha'shedidim, because of plunderers v'ha'anosim, and persecutors, afshe nosu aleihem shein nisra, even if they were the official government. K'yodua gam hayoyim e'ezim dinas b'Afrika, ha'shoy v'acham ha'shepochas ha'mshel ha'osim. Because says the Aruch HaShulchan in his day, again, in the 19th century, there were some very corrupt governments in Africa, he said, and other places. Listen to this. V'al toiv yizochu malcha Europa. And therefore, for good, we can mention some European governments. U'b'yichud adoneinu hakiro mirusya v'avoysef hakisrim. In particular, the Tsars of Russia. Amazing. U'malcha Britannia. The royal family here in the United Kingdom, Shepirshu Kantim Emshaloson Ba'artsis Harachokos, whose empire has spread far and wide, Leman Yik Lekol Ish V'Ish B'Tochen Al Gufa Mamoine, because they have instituted a society, a government, which is based on law and order, on a proper justice system. V'lo Yitztarchu L'Hastir Atzmon, and wealthy people don't have to hide their wealth, they're not worried that the governments are going to seize all their assets. Shelo yishlu memoinu v'yehargu esom, and they'll be killed. V'al seh soveh v'herilich kol dinei maso, because based on that concern, all the halachas of Masira would apply. V'poiskim v'kushka nivorem b'siyat tishma, ki ha'moisu marshin es chaver l'fnei shoydim ka'ile, halarot v'begufa memoinu v'lochei nitin latzile b'nafshe. Because in the Gemara's world, when you had a moise who was going to inform on you to the authorities, he had the halachic status of a roidef, as if he was coming after you to kill you. Because if he informed on you to the authorities and you were exposed to their whim, who knows where that would lead? They could plunder and take your assets. They could kill you. They'd be off with you. They had no qualms about that. So anyone who was moiser, who informed, had the din of a roidef. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that does not apply in his day, he says, nowadays, to just governments, which is based on law and order. And whilst we may not be happy with it, everything the government may or may not do, but it is based ultimately on a system of law and order and justice. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that nowadays the halachas of Masira will be very different. Now, just quickly, two tshuvas that come to Moshe Feinstein. The first tshuva is in 1961. The Baltimorean based in asked Moshe an interesting question. There was a Jew who was a Rasha. He had a factory, and he had treif meat, and he just put a sticker on it saying kosher, and he was passing it off as kosher meat, but it was nevelus and treifus. It was properly not kosher. So they want to know, what do they do? Are they allowed to inform on him to the authorities, or do they have to deal with it themselves? So Ramosha says a very interesting thing. He says, first of all, there isn't time to go through it inside, but then first of all, he says, there are two problems. The first problem to go to the authorities is there is an issa of archois. Archois means to go to non-Jewish secular courts. There is an issa to do that. You're not allowed to go to the secular courts, even if they happen to rule in the same way as Torah based in. Second problem, there is a problem of Masira. You can't just inform on another Jew, as the Rambam said above, even if he is a Rasha, he's doing Averis, you can't inform. However, says Rav Moshe, if you look at the end of that tshuva, the last few lines, V'rak, k'sheyiru she'ein dayone Yisrael yochayim lahafsikai, oz yesh heter. If you cannot stop him, you call him to Beis Din, you try and stop him, and he doesn't listen, then you are allowed to take action to pass it over to the local authorities, to the Gentile authorities. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, V'lochayim, nir lan ivestayti, she'mitchile yodunu esoy bavad harabonim. First of all, you convene a Beis Din and you bring him to Beis Din and try to deal with it. You've got to make sure that you put a stop to his terrible actions. And if he doesn't listen to you, then you can bring him to the non-Jewish authorities. Now, that's number one. Number two, interesting question. A person writes to Rav Moshe Feinstein in 1962 and asks him, can I be an auditor with the IRS, with the Inland Revenue? What's the concern? The concern is that he may well come across a tax return of a person who is Jewish, and he may spot something which is fraudulent, and he will have to pass it over and inform on this fellow Jew to his superiors, and effectively he's acting as a moser. Is he allowed to do that? So Rav Moshe says, very interesting response. He says for two reasons it would be allowed. Number one, it is not you that's causing the problem. You are an auditor in the IRS, in the Inland Revenue, and the tax return has been submitted. You see from the paperwork, his name is a Jewish name, and of course you realize he's Jewish, and it's a fraudulent tax return. If you weren't working there, so somebody else would come across this tax return and would spot the problem. So therefore, it's not you doing it. Somebody else would discover it anyway. So therefore, that's not considered a problem. And second of all, if you don't, and you try and cover it up, that would very likely generate a terrible Chilul Hashem. And therefore, Rav Moshe concludes, naturally, in the bottom of paragraph 7, that a Jewish person, could work for the Inland Revenue, even if it means that there's a possibility that he may have to inform on a fellow Jew if he submitted a fraudulent tax return. But either way, an interesting topic which relates to this week's parasha. Of course, there are many other areas relating to this, calling social services, informing on fellow Jews for all different types of things. But just to convey that the severity of informing is real, it's very problematic. The Gemara, as I've quoted above, speaks very, very harshly against anyone who is Moser. However, that Aruch HaShulchan is very important. It's based largely on governments that were corrupt, and the Moser had a din of a Rodef. But in nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we live in more stable times where governments are just, and it's based on a situation of law and order. However, again, as ever, one needs to ask their own shailas, because we are dealing with very grave and important situations.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.